Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary's minister, Selena Fox, from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies, Nature Folk, and others. In tonight's encore, from July 17th, 2012, Selena discussed some types of purification ceremonies, including working with the elements of nature and associated ceremonial tools for cleansing self, place, and others. Included in this episode is a discussion about aligning with the sacred time of the waning and dark moon for personal purification.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we're going to explore the realm of purification rituals. We begin with a short invocation. We call on the cleansing power of earth to purify our bodies. We call upon the cleansing power of air to purify our minds. We call upon the cleansing powers of fire to cleanse our will. We call on the cleansing power of water to cleanse our feeling. We call upon the cleansing power of spirit to bless and cleanse our souls. So mote it be. Purification rituals are ancient practices with roots in a variety of old cultures. In addition to ancient pagans who had purification rituals, peoples of other religions and walks of life and philosophies also developed their own. We're going to journey across time and across culture and look at purification. Why do it and why use a ritual for it? We'll also take a look at some specific ways of doing purification as part of spiritual practice. And we'll also have an opportunity tonight at this dark moon time to have an experience with self-purification through meditation. Well, why do purification? What is purification? Purification is cleansing away in order to allow a better state of being to emerge. There are different reasons to do purification and different occasions. Sometimes purification is done to prepare someone for participation in a sacred work. It could be entering a sacred site, going into a sacred ceremony of some type, could be as part of some life transition, as part of a spiritual journey. Another reason that purification rituals may be done is to dispel residue from some traumatic or challenging experience or encounter, such as a death has happened, and there are purification rituals surrounding not only the preparation of the body for either cremation or burial or some other sacred practice for putting the body to rest, to cleanse away any disease following an illness, to dispel stress in the aftermath of an argument, to cleanse a place that has been the scene of some difficult or horrific experience, to change from one state into another. Purification rituals that pertain to the human body may be called detoxification, and the focus is on a physical release of toxins within the body. And another reason why there might be a purification ritual is to really help with a release from one way of being in order for another to come to be. There are certain times for purification rituals. They can be done on a regular basis, but there are some sacred times associated with purification. For some, those sacred times may be part of a daily spiritual practice, doing some type of purification before one does meditation. That might take the form of ritual bathing. It may take the form of burning some incense, not only to set the mood for the meditation, but to dispel any things that might inhibit that, to dispel any negativity from the space and from the meditating practitioner. Dark moon, new moon, are really powerful times for purification. The sun and the moon are conjoined, and it's a time of beginning the next part of the lunar cycle. Sometimes the dark moon is known as the dark crone moon. And it has a mystery dimension to it because it isn't physically visible in the sky. Or if it has some slim crescent, it's faint. We're at dark moon time tonight. And this is a really excellent time to do cleansing work tonight, tomorrow night, and the night that follows. Another time for doing purification work would be at the end and the beginning of a solar cycle or a spiritual calendar cycle. For some people, that time is Samhain, and certainly in the circle craft tradition, that is where the spiritual year ends and begins. It's a festival that's associated with endings and beginnings, literally starting the next cycle. Some people who are more solar-oriented will have that ending-beginning happen at the winter solstice. And still others may do a celebration of the changeover in the calendar year. Indeed, in Old Scotland and even Scotland today, there is a holiday known as the Hogmanay, and this is celebrated for several days at the end of the calendar year and the beginning of the new year, and it's actually a carryover from some old Yuletide traditions dating way back in Old Scotland. One of the customs associated with Hogmanay is to put one's house in order, to clear away clutter and debris, to clean the house, and to have that done by the end of the year. And the idea is to have a clean start when one begins. Other sacred times can be in connection with each of the lunar cycles at dark moon time and the cycles of the seasons, beginning the spring, the summer, the fall, the winter. And then we look at special situations that require purification. Some people who are leaving a residence and relocating will do a purification ritual of the place after they have moved out of their home in preparation for moving into their new home. So it's a form of house cleansing or home blessing. It's letting any of the residue of the life held in that place, helping to dispel that so that as new people come in, they can bring their own energies and characteristics to the place. Another time has to do with transitions in life, and certainly rites of passage, birth, coming of age into young adulthood, marriage, coming of age into seniorhood, and death. Those markers of the human life cycle typically have some form of purification, a rite within the rite of passage that is a cleansing away as one moves into the next phase of their life. One of the things that I have developed over the years with rites of passage that I do is working with the circle craft tradition of the five elements of nature and doing a blessing of the person or persons that are the focal points for the rite of passage with each of those elements in the form of an elemental tool. Let's take a look at some of the ways of doing purification. And as we look at these, I'm going to present them as purification of a person, but know that each of these methods may also be used as is or in an adapted form for blessing a place, a group of people, a household that might have humans and creatures in it. And let's take a look at the elements of nature and how tools connected with each of those elements can be used to prepare, to cleanse, to dispel as part of a purification rite. Perhaps the most common form of ritual purification is that of ritual bathing. that can take the form of a long meditative bath in a bathtub or in a pool or some other place where one is fully immersed in water. Certainly one of the ways that a ritual bath is done involves drawing the water, adding to it some strained herbal tea, making a tea, straining out all the leaves and flowers, barks and other parts, and putting that into the water, sometimes taking some type of fragrances, some kind of salts or other type of additives to the water. Some will take sea salt, a small amount of sea salt, and put it in a warm bath, and doing so with the ritual intention that that water is like the ocean, like the sea, and as one goes into the ritual bath, one is going into a solution to dispel anything negative, ragged, unwanted, dispelling that. Some like to take ritual baths by having candlelight, incense, or other types of fragrances released in the water or in the air, playing some music. So there's actually a multi-sensory experience as one goes into the ritual bath. And as one enters the bath, one does so with the intention of cleansing away all that is no longer needed, that's outmoded, clearing away any obstacles for that which is to come in the form of taking part in a ritual or ceremony or the next phase of life. One may do chanting as one is doing ritual bathing, or one might be in silence or with some type of recorded sounds, drum beats, or the playing of a bell, or the singing of songs, or an instrumental piece. After one comes out of the bath and dries off, one takes on ritual garments, clean ritual garments, or some other fresh clothing. Then one may go into the next part of the spiritual activity. It might be taking part in a ritual for celebrating the seasons or the moon, or it may be going forth into a rite of passage or a meditation that's a deep one. In addition to the ritual bath aspect of cleansing, using water for purification, there are some other variations. Some, as one enters a group ritual, may be aspersed. Water or an herbal tea, such as a mint tea, in a bowl with a sprig of mint. That water, that tea, is flicked upon the person entering a ritual space by the asperger, and by having that bit of water come into oneself, that symbolically cleanses away as one enters a place. Sometimes one will wash one's hands or wash one's feet or do an anointing with water prior to entering a temple or a ritual circle. And in places where, either due to the convenience situation or just how the plumbing is set up, there's now traditions of people doing ritual showers. And in that can be its own kind of wonderful purification experience. And indeed, negative ions, which are health-producing, same as with a waterfall, are part of the shower experience that you don't get from bathing in a bathtub. In addition to the external use of water, one may drink some type of water or other fluid as a purifying drink. There are some types of herbal teas which actually help detoxify the body, that are tonic, that help with cleansing, not only in a physical sense and spiritual sense, but an energetic sense. Another common ritual that is done for purification is that of burning incense. This may be in a censer, this may be in some kind of bowl or thurible or a shell or other type of incense burner. Sometimes the herbs or gum resins are fumed on a self-igniting charcoal block in the incense burner. Sometimes the herbs, which are dried, are ignited directly. And certainly there are different types of incense sticks, joss sticks, and there are smudge sticks. And so there's different ways of having sacred smoke of sacred herbs come upon a person in preparation for entering a ritual circle or other sacred site or going into another form of spiritual activity. Sometimes it's a single kind of herb that is used as an incense. Sometimes it's an incense blend. Related to this is that of oils, anointing oils. Sometimes the anointing oils are placed in the center of the forehead as a way of purification as well as activation of spiritual consciousness. Another use of oils, it would be to have them in an oil burner or to have them added to some type of oil that is fumed so the essential oils are released to the space. In addition to actual incense being burned, the use of feathers or fans, and sometimes brooms, small brooms, to whisk away negativity from one's auric field, one's energy field around the body, can be a powerful and effective purification ritual. Different types of incense have different cleansing powers. Frankincense, sage, rosemary, sandalwood are some of the ones that are most powerful and most used for purification. But that is just a small sampling of what is available. Fire can be used for purification. In fact, at Beltane time, an old custom was to drive cattle and other livestock, and some humans might do it as well, moving between two huge bale fires made of fragrant woods and herbs, and it fumigated those who went through. Another Beltane custom is that of leaping the fire. Some leap for good luck, but some say that really is a carryover from the old tradition of working with sacred fire to cleanse away that which is no longer needed. Another aspect of fire as a cleanser and a purification ritual would be before one goes into another form of spiritual activity, one would write down on a piece of paper, give it some kind of physical form, one or more things that one wants to release from one's life, and then taking that written piece and casting it into the fire as one considers that all-consuming fire of dispelling what one has requested. Fire in the sense of sunlight can be a powerful cleanser. Certainly if one chooses to sit in the sun in these days with depletion of the ozone layer, it is important to do some protection of one's physical body with sunscreen or some other coverings. But one can spend some short times in the sun if one's skin and bodily condition is such, and to experience the radiating power of the fiery sun upon one's being. That is another kind of purification ritual. When we look at the earth element, purification can take the form of walking barefoot on soft grass, feeling connected with the earth. Or it might take the form of laying down on the earth or sitting upon a rock. And here, the use of a rock, symbol of earth, to help with grounding and release with purification. Another way that the element earth can be used in a purification ritual is to experience the healing power of clay or mud, and certainly some forms of clay are used in a cosmetic sense to help draw toxins out of the body. And some spas specialize in certain types of treatment of the skin with different clays and muds, and it is applied wet, allowed to dry, pulls out the toxins from the earth. The earth pulls it out from the skin, and another form of purification. Poultices in herbal healing work in like fashion and can draw out toxins by being applied to certain parts of the body. Another way that the element earth can be used is to physically be digging in the earth as a way of releasing, dispelling stress and tension. In addition to these elemental forms and examples, we can look at some that combine the different elements. And perhaps the most well-known of these is the sacred sweat. This may take the form of the sauna from Scandinavia or the sweat lodge from the Americas or some other form such as sacred steam rooms. Some health clubs actually have both a sauna and a steam room as a purification option for those who are using the facilities. And you can go into one of these purification spaces with the intention that it not only is helping to dispel physical debris, toxins, but can be a spiritual experience with that intention included. In a sweat lodge, you have the place where it is. You have rocks heated in a fire and brought into the enclosure. and the heat from the rocks released by placing water on the stones or some type of tea on the stones. So you have the stones, earth, the fire, fire, the water, water, the steam, a kind of air. Then spirit, which is the focus on this being a cleansing ritual. In addition, there are some other ways of doing purification work. Using one's own breath, breathing in relaxation, exhaling tension or stress, dispelling it. And breathing can be a very simple yet effective way of doing purification for oneself. Taking certain sacred postures, moving the body in certain ways in ritual, doing some type of physical activity, rigorous physical activity, where one has a kind of catharsis. It might be a type of dance. It could be a run or a walk or some exercise. These combined with the spiritual intention of release and renewal makes it a purification rite. Another piece for purification has to do with the use of sacred sounds. One might do drumming or the shaking of a rattle or be in a place where sacred rhythms are done in certain rhythm patterns to help dispel what is not needed. The sounding of a bell, the singing bowl being played, toning, using one's own voice to sing a note or a chant, and to use that sound throughout the body so that the body becomes like a tuning fork and the vibrations of the body changes. And by spiritual toning, that sound shakes loose and dispels whatever spiritual residue there might be that needs to be gotten rid of. Taking some type of special foods inside. Dining, it might be fruit or it could be a sacred bread. And the other side of that is fasting as a form of ritual purification. Keeping vigil, being up all night and staying in a meditative state as a way of changing consciousness and releasing what is no longer needed. Dance itself can be focused around purification. And another thing that one can do is to speak out loud to someone, such as a therapist, or some type of confidant or someone serving in a spiritual leadership position, to speak out what one has on one's mind, stresses and concerns, a kind of confessional, as it were, a way to dispel what is bothering one and to let that be shared and dissolved away. Or it can take the form of journal writing or some other creative expression for both release as well as for renewal. A kind of fasting that some find helpful in this day of many cyberspace inputs is to go unwired, to turn off smartphones, any kind of phone, get rid of tablets for the time being and get off the computer and pretty much to have a period of time with no electronics and to sit in some natural place, hearing the sounds of nature around, communing with nature, and taking a break from a pace of life that's fast and information loaded. That can be a kind of ritual purification as well. These are just a sampling of some of the options for doing ritual purification for yourself, for a place, for objects, for loved ones, for a community that you are part of. I'd like to move now into a short meditation at this dark moon time and invite you to take a few moments if you'd like to take part in this dark moon self-purification ceremony and get yourself comfortable sitting with your back straight, feet both on the ground or on the floor, hands comfortably in your lap or in some other position where you can rest and relax. Make yourself comfortable. Focus your attention on working with the power of the dark moon to cleanse away stressors and their effects in different parts of your life, cleansing away what is not needed. As you take some deep, slow breaths, center yourself. Let your focus be on your breathing. And then call into your mind's eye the image of a huge boulder, a manifestation of earth, a boulder that is ancient and powerful, with the ability to dispel stress. Imagine that you are by this boulder and you have your hands on the boulder. You honor this boulder and the sacred earth. You invite this symbol of the sacred earth to cleanse your body, to dispel disease, to dispel stress. And as you continue to hold on this sacred boulder, become one with it. Let its magic dispel what is needed to be dispelled from you, cleansing stress from your body and from any other aspect of yourself that's in need. And after you've been with the boulder, linked in and communing for a time, give thanks. and shift your visualization to being atop a beautiful hill or a mountaintop, some other place where you experience breezes. And as you stand there, you imagine that your arms are out and upraised, and you dance with the air, and you experience the healing power of the winds. And as you become one with the dance with the winds, let the sacred air clear away from your mind any thoughts that are distracting or no longer needed. Blow away what is not needed in your mind to make room for relaxation and renewal. Being one with the sacred air. And giving thanks. And now imagine that you are by a beautiful sacred fire, the sacred fire of a hearth, or if you prefer, a bonfire. And the fire dances, the flames flicker, it is warm, yet the fire is contained in the hearth or in the fire ring, so that the fire is exuberant, but it is in a safe, sacred way for you to interact with it. And you imagine that you are extending your hands out towards the fire, and feel the warmth of the flames flowing through your whole body. Feel your mind blessed with the flames. And feel that sacred warmth dispelling any stress no longer needed from any activities that you have done. Commune with the fire, feel a oneness with it, as the healing power of fire cleanses away that which you do not need to have. And give thanks to that sacred fire. And now, working with your imagination again, imagine that you are by a body of water. It could be a lake, a pond, a seashore. Experience that beautiful body of water as a cleansing source of power. And imagine that you safely enter that body of water and you experience the water flowing around you. You may want to swim or float, but immerse yourself in some way in that water and experience that water is clean water. Experience that water cleansing your emotional dimension of self, dispelling regrets, dispelling negative emotions, bringing ease and comfort. Let the cleansing power of that water be with you now as you are with it. Become one and give thanks. And now imagine that you are approaching a sacred circle, and in the center of that sacred circle is a glowing sphere of radiant light with all the colors of the rainbow in perfect harmony and balance, with flickers of their colors shimmering in an iridescent radiant light. As you feel ready, move towards that light and stand within it. Let the cleansing power of spirit, of the sacred light, now flow in you and around you. Continuing the cleansing power of the earth upon the body. Continuing the cleansing power of the air upon cognition, the mind. Experiencing the cleansing power of the sacred fire on one's doings, one's will. And also flowing into the experience of being one with sacred water and the cleansing of emotions and relationships, moving into a better place and state of being. And in the sacred circle of shimmering, radiant, iridescent light, be at one in the next few moments of quiet. Become one with the radiance of the light. And now you experience yourself holding your hands before you, and in your hands appear a beautiful cauldron, a black cauldron. As you look into this cauldron that you're holding, you see a glimmering light. And as you look closely, you see a word or a phrase appear. That is a message from the crone, Dark Moon, for you. Pay attention to what you experience. And when you are ready, give thanks to the Dark Moon, to the Crone Moon, to the sacred elements that you have worked with. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks to all the sacred forces that we have worked with tonight as we have explored the realm of purification rituals, as we have journeyed at this magical time of the Dark Moon. May the powers of spirit and the powers of purification be available for you to use whenever you have the need. May purification rituals be part of your spiritual practice. and may you continue to grow in wisdom as you explore some additional ways of purification rituals, such as some of what I've shared tonight. And may you find at least one purification ritual to work with when you have a need to develop your skills, as well as your understanding and appreciation of purification as a practice in of its own, as well as a type of spiritual activity that makes good preparation for additional spiritual work. Blessings of the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the spirit upon you and your life's journey. Blessed be. And now in the last few moments of our evening, we shift to the community feedback and sharing portion. And I want to welcome David, and if Jeanette has joined us, welcome you both and invite you to share thoughts, perspectives of your own or of some of those who have been in the chat room.
Hello. Greetings.
Greetings.
There was some sharing in the chat room about some reminiscing of, I was just listening to, you were talking about using the singing bowl or sound as a use of, you know, tool for purification.
Yeah.
I reminded folks of PSG and, you know, the singing bowl and you know, using that as you do, you know, at the beginning of things that you do, you know, like the morning meeting or announcements or to kind of purify the area sound-wise, you know, before your ministers intensives and workshops and such. You know, and that was a great sort of way to kind of see how that works.
Yeah, I think one of the things about the Circle Craft tradition is there is an understanding of processes, and as one grows in practice, one has several options, skills with several options that one develops, because not all circumstances are such that you can use a particular type of purification tool or ritual. One of the reasons I use singing bowl a lot as a way to cleanse and to uplift the spirits to prepare for some rite or a discussion or a meeting, it has a very universal dimension to them. And for groups which are large and has a wide range of people taking part with allergies and other types of things that can happen, not everyone is able to do well with every type of incense. So, but most people can benefit from a sound and aren't having any type of negative effect from that you know, can be problematic. So that's one of the reasons I like using some kind of sound tool. And that vibration not only works in the immediate vicinity of someone, but it can ripple out in a fairly large area depending on how the bowl is played and what the winds are doing if it's outdoors.
Yeah, I think so. This is Jeanette here, and I think it tends to serve a dual purpose. Not only does it purify, but I think it also it energizes people as well.
That's right, and I do think it's useful to come up with some simple purification rituals that one can do wherever one might be. And certainly the breath is something that is very portable. We're breathing all the time. But if we change our focus of our breathing, taking deep, slow breaths with the purpose of dispelling stress and moving into a more relaxed mode, that can be a really wonderful thing to do in the workplace or in school or when one might be traveling and in need of some de-stressing. I do think that stress management is not complete without having at least one kind of de-stressor purification ritual. One can certainly contemplate and exercise and do good nutrition, and all of those are good things for renewing and restoring the body. But having some type of purification ritual that one finds to be personally effective for oneself is really a good part to have in the array of dealing with day-to-day stressors.
Yes, it is. You know, being able to deal with the stress and just work out, work that out, you know, to be able to center yourself or to purify your mind, your mind, soul, body kind of idea. And what's nice about something that's sound related too is we as a species tend to react very well to sound, to tones and music and sound, whether it's from an instrument or a device or vocal. There's just something about sound that tends to bring us all into the same energetic level and bandwidth, you know, wavelengths, and as you will, like if it's a group kind of a thing, it not only does it purify the area of, but like you're saying, it also centers the mind in a very powerful way that many other techniques really don't do as well.
Yeah, one of the things that one can do with sound and breath without even necessarily needing a tool is to just sigh intensely. And making release sounds with one's voice and then moving into a toning, and vibrating a tone within one's being. So you can actually fluctuate your sound. You can experiment with different types of sound. And one of the things that I do when I teach about incantations is being able to work with one's own voice as a sacred tool, and certainly having release sounds that one does, naturally occurring sighs or grunts and groans and shrieks and howls, and it can be very cathartic and can be very therapeutic. And I'm hoping tonight, as we go into this dark moon time, that everyone will find an opportunity to take a bit of time out to do whatever type of release work one may want to do. Certainly, it can be incorporated into daily spiritual practice when one shifts from one activity to another. One may be working a job, one gets home, and one just really wants to unwind from that. Well, do a purification ritual. Play some music, live or recorded, or do some breaths, or take a walk. All of that, quite simple it can be, but it can be profound. And the important thing is, when one is doing ritual, is to keep in mind the focus of the ritual action and ritual tool that one's working with, because that will enhance the effectiveness. Well, I am wishing all of you who tuned in tonight a wonderful dark moon, and I will be going into the celebration of Lugnasa or Lammas, or the first of the Celtic festivals of harvest, with the next two Circle Craft Study shows, and invite everyone to tune in. You can follow me on Twitter and on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates, and I'll have some additional information there. The Circle Podcast site also has some more details about upcoming shows. We're going to be doing our own celebration of Lunasa at Circle Sanctuary, the 27th through the 29th of July. And those who want more information can go to www.circlesanctuary.org/greenspirit. Thanks to the Pagans Tonight Radio Network for having our show. Thanks to David and Jeanette Ewing for your assistance. Thanks to everyone in the chat room and who are listening live or listening later. May you all have a blessed dark moon. Blessed be.
joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.